Hello everyone, I'm Chloe, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to this entertainment makeup course. Today, we're going to delve into the fascinating history of theatrical cosmetics and how the evolution of stage lighting systems completely transformed our craft. When we look back at ancient Greek and Roman theatre, you might assume they used primitive paints to alter their faces. However, because the amphitheatres were so massive, facial expressions wouldn't be seen anyway. Therefore, they relied entirely on masks to convey different characters and emotions to the audience. Fast forward to the Elizabethan era, and actors were indeed applying substances directly to their skin. A pale complexion was highly fashionable. Many performers risked their health using white lead, which was highly toxic, but fortunately, the more cautious actors opted for crushed chalk to achieve that pale, ghost-like appearance. The real turning point for theatrical cosmetics didn't come from a new makeup product, but from technology. For centuries, stages were lit by candles, which were incredibly dim. However, the introduction of gas lighting in the early 19th century changed everything. Suddenly, the stage was bright, and the audience could clearly see the actor's facial features. While this brightness was fantastic for visibility, it wasn't very flattering. The overhead positioning of these new lamps created harsh shadows under the eyes and chin of the performers. To counteract this, actors realized they needed to apply much heavier and more exaggerated cosmetics.
But there was a problem. The traditional dry powders they used would simply flake off during a performance. They needed something more durable. Although some experimented with natural oils, it was a German actor who famously mixed dry pigments with fat to invent grease paint. This was a breakthrough, as it stayed on the skin perfectly, even under the intense heat of the stage.
As the 19th century ended, another technological leap occurred. Gas was notoriously dangerous and caused many theatre fires. The arrival of electricity finally gave lighting designers safe, consistent, and flexible control over stage illumination. This allowed for more subtle acting and, consequently, more refined makeup techniques.
This brings us to colour theory. You see, the colour of a light dramatically alters how makeup appears. For instance, a blue stage light can completely wash out pale skin, making an actor look terrible. To prevent this, makeup artists learned to apply warm colours to the performer's cheeks and lips, ensuring they looked vibrant regardless of the lighting state.
Even with modern LED technology, performing on stage is tough. The lights can still be warm, and the choreography is demanding. If an actor is performing a vigorous dance routine, standard high street makeup will just run down their face. Therefore, professional theatrical cosmetics are specifically formulated to withstand heavy sweating during a long show.
As trainees, you'll soon learn that a makeup artist never works in isolation. During a production, you will naturally have discussions with the director about their vision. Yet, in practical terms, it is the costume designers you will coordinate with most closely. You must ensure the hair and makeup perfectly complement the outfits.
Looking to the future, the industry is shifting again. Many live theatre performances are now being broadcast directly to cinemas around the world. Because of this, stage makeup can no longer be overly exaggerated. It has to be utterly flawless due to the use of HD cameras, which ruthlessly expose any harsh lines or mistakes. It's an exciting challenge, and one you'll be fully prepared for by the end of this course.